Hello, you're listening to WMBR 88.1 FM, Cambridge. My name is Nadav, and the radio show is phoning it in every weeknight. Thursdays at 7:30, we have someone playing live over the telephone from somewhere else, and tonight, totally excited to have Kath Bloom from Litchfield, Connecticut. Can you hear me, Kath?
Yep.
Kath Bloom, a sort of obscure folk legend, I guess. I hope that's fair. Recorded a number of hard-to-find, highly-sought-after records with Lauren Mazzacane Connors, the late 70s, early 80s. Criminally overlooked, but currently recording new stuff, getting out there now. Is that right? Although...
Yeah, I guess I've probably got a couple hundred songs in the files there.
That's not insignificant. Oddly, though, your record's right now only out in Australia.
Yeah, it should be out any day. I have a record Terror coming out, and then some of the reissues of the older stuff are coming out too really soon, and I don't know the exact dates.
Oh wow! In the States or just on Chapter Records?
I think in the States. I guess you got to talk to Guy Blackman of Chapter Music about that.
Yep.
I don't have the exact dates, but there's also a tribute CD coming out where various artists that you probably know, some of them at least, are doing my songs.
Oh, wow. Are you at liberty to name any?
I can name some of them. Josephine Foster, who I love, Bill Callahan, Mark Zolek, God, and my mind is going to start blanking out now.
No, there's some pretty big names right there.
Devendra Bainhart did a song.
Wow.
He's pretty big.
Yeah, no, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, those are all significant artists. So that's...
Scout Niblett. And if I don't name them, it's just because I have a brain cramp, and I'm sorry. I'll try to remember while I'm playing my song.
That's all right. Next time you're going to have to study and give us the whole track
okay,
list.
Okay, I should have had the list here.
Well, do you want to start off with a song?
Sure. This is called Open Road. I'm hoping to hit it a little more often these days. Okay, I'm going to just get adjusted here.
Isn't it? Everything in life begins
Did you hear that?
Sounding great. Don't change a thing.
Okay. I'm going to do another one called, I'm going to do kind of short versions because I'm not, like, jamming with anybody. So
okay.
This one is called It's Coming Soon. Should I do another one?
Go for it, yeah.
Okay. This is Terror. It's the song, the new CD, the title song, I guess you call it. Believe how much this life is taking. Okay, you want to talk for a little while?
Sure. So what else is going on in the world of Kath Bloom?
Besides terror.
Yeah, everything was, the other two songs are really hopeful until that one.
Yeah, well, that's really not an unhopeful song, but, you know.
Yeah, no, I was just being facetious.
You can't really have hope unless you go into the really dark places, too.
Yep. So, well, first, the question I always ask everyone is, what room are you in?
Oh, I'm actually in my bedroom. Because it's the only room I realize that might be safe from a lot of other stuff.
What color are the walls?
Well, they're really not the color I want, but they're kind of a... Well, they're not too bad. They're kind of a barn red going towards brown. I mean, that really sounds bad, but it's not too bad. The ceilings are white.
Gotcha. So the tribute album coming up, is that going to be mostly old songs or anything off of the Terror album?
It's a collection. It's whatever people chose, a lot of old songs. I mean, I've basically been writing all along. I probably did my most prolific writing while I was having the babies, I would say, from around 87 to about 2004 was when I just couldn't stop. I mean, they were just going all day. Now it takes a little bit of... I seem to work on things for a lot longer.
Wow. Were you releasing those on cassettes and CDRs and things?
Yeah, I've had a... Well, It's Just a Dream is actually my favorite CD of all of mine. I might do that song next. That was when I was living in the orange groves in Florida, and we were like, well, we were 8 miles from the nearest paved road, but about 18 miles from any, like, the nearest gas station or anything.
Wow, was that Central Florida?
No, it was actually South Florida, believe it or not. There was still, in West Palm Beach, there were a lot of grove lands. This was defunct orange groves, but there were plenty of oranges. My kids grew up on oranges. I mean, they learned to play baseball with rotten tangerines and stuff.
That's about an hour. I grew up about an hour south of there.
Oh, where?
In Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. My midwife for my second kid came from Hollywood. She was an Indian. So I was back and forth there, but we did, that was when I was living, I lived in Fort Lauderdale first for, I can't remember, a couple of years.
Huh.
Yeah, I lived, well, when the real depression struck in the late 80s, like we were in New Hampshire, and just, I mean, you couldn't even get a job at a Cumberland Farms or something, so.
Yeah.
We headed down there. My husband had family down there, and just one thing led to another. I never, ever thought I'd be in South Florida, but there I was. And actually, I played with a lot of people from Hollywood in that area. I used to go there a lot, actually. I'm just remembering these two brothers I used to go and jam with a lot.
That's such a funny connection.
Yeah, so when was the last time you were there? Like last winter?
Yeah, exactly.
That's time to visit.
That's the only time I really miss it.
Yeah, right. No, it's the Paradise Lost down there, but the paradises go first, and it's still beautiful when you're in, you know, the Groveland was, I can't tell you how beautiful it was and,
oh, I'm sure.
In the morning and all the wildlife and all the little spider webs on the grass, and just, it was pretty magical.
Yeah.
Of course, the highways, you can take them, but I hate the highways. I mean, I don't like driving in Boston, that's for sure.
Yeah, I don't think anyone does. Well,
should I play another one?
Yeah, please do.
All right, I'm going to play one from the Grove times. about this. Actually, a pretty old one.
This love.
I'll give it slow. Hello?
Hey there.
Oh. We do a, the band I have, Love at Work, we do a lot of spirituals, and sometimes we even do guest spots in churches and stuff.
Oh, wow.
I like to sing all kinds of stuff.
We might have time for one more quick one. We've got about 2 minutes left.
Okay. So maybe we should just go out with it. How about
okay.
that?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. The one I had isn't very quick. Let's see. I'll just do a little of this one.
That was perfect timing. Hang on just a sec, down the line.
Okay.
You've been listening to Kath Bloom on Phoning It In. You can check her out online. You've got a MySpace page, right?
Yep, MySpace.com/Kath Bloom Chapter.
Great, and look out for plenty more coming from her in the near future. Check us out online at PhoningItIn.net, MySpace.com/PhoningItIn. Stay tuned next week for Blevin Blechdom, and stay tuned right now for Nonstop Ecstatic Screaming.